Mike, thanks for joining me. At the age of 19, you suffered a life-changing injury on a construction site. Can you just briefly explain to me what happened to you?
Yeah, I just went to mix cement first thing in the morning, just like we did any time, every day. And I just went through everything that I needed to do, got the mixer working, and started to mix the cement. And there was a piece of cement bag got stuck in the mixer, and I put my hand in to get it out, and that was it for me. The machine just got me.
Why do you think the accident happened? How could it have been prevented?
I put it down to just doing things. It's not something I hadn't done before. It's something I've done many times before. I reckon I was guilty of just taking the machine for granted. And I thought I knew the machine, and I thought I knew what I was doing. And I'd done it so many times before that every time I got away with it, I'd become less aware of the risk of what I was doing. Until I got caught.
And what impact has your injury had on your kind of work life after that, and personal life as well?
I was off for a year. I had a very long rehabilitation. I went back to work like that. I just went back to work. I couldn't lay bricks anymore. My hand wasn't working enough to lay bricks. But I just found something else I could do in the construction industry. And I worked in the construction industry till 2005, physically, doing all sorts of things, pipe laying, concreting.
But
in 2005, I think once my thumb tendon stopped working properly, I just thought I couldn't go on anymore. The physicality wasn't there anymore. I wasn't fit for it anymore. So I had to go into the land of the management.
In terms of when you went back to work on the construction site and things like that, did they kind of assess that you were okay to work and things, or did you just kind of get on with it? Was it a small company you were working for?
Small company, you know, a little job and builder, you know. They promised me that I would be back to, as soon as I was ready, they would take me back on, you see. And they did. And I just got on with it. You just learn to do things differently. You learn to do everyday things differently, and every day sets you a new challenge. Every day sets you a new challenge, and you realise that it haunts you a bit then, because you know that what you did to yourself has left you in that game, you know?
Do you find that since your injury and then going back to work now, are you suffering more or anything? Are you in more pain? Are you in pain or anything because of it? Because of going back and not being assessed and just getting on with things? Have you injured yourself more?
I don't really know. There was two options. There was either go back to work or just not work. Redirect, relearn, re-upskill, whatever they call it now. That was never in my head. I was going back to construction, because I loved construction and I was all right there, you know. And I was going back to construction. And as I get older, things get sorer. You know, winter times are very, very tough when it comes to, you know, arthritis and damaged joints. But not that I can't get over. Not. I've just learned to do things differently.
Adapt the way you live things.
Adapted. And, you know, however you did things. And I wasn't able to work much, like, I have to say. You know?
In terms of, if you could turn back the clock, would you, like, to the day you, if you knew what you knew now, would you turn back the clock all those years ago, and if you could?
No.
Why not?
Because I've met so many good people through the accident. The people I met in the hospitals, the nurses, the doctors. I've got lifelong friends that I was in hospital with. There are people who, when I'm doing this sort of thing, think it's, you know, I'm meeting new people all the time. And you know what? If it hadn't happened, I don't know what I'd have been. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'd have turned into a burglar. I don't know. I don't know, because there's really not much point on dwelling on what might have been.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not how life is.
Yeah.
And if you're stuck there, and you're stuck in the past, and you keep thinking that, it's a horrible place to be in. So don't go there.
Mm. So, in terms of construction safety, over the decades, safety in the construction industry has generally improved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it still remains one of the most hazardous industries in Britain. What do you think, in your opinion, still needs to be done in the construction industry to make it safer?
It's more of a secret to me. And it's not a difficult thing. A lot of it's about visible management. It's about management being visible. It's about... You see the fella that's shoveling the ship, right? The guy who's shoveling the ship needs to know that the fella in the suit actually gives a toss about him. Because if he doesn't, if he thinks, why should I do it? He doesn't believe in it. But you have to believe in what it is you're doing. And if you don't believe in it, it's not going to work. But your senior management got to get a hold of this and make themselves visible on the site and engage with people. And make them see that they actually do give a toss. And then the lads are starting to
think. Okay. And what would you say to those employers and employees who take health and safety for granted?
Health and safety's got a modern problem. It's got a modern problem. The tabloid press thinks that health and safety's a pain in the house. And everybody thinks that everybody needs to be health and safety's a pain in the house. Some of the lads that I work with, and there's some people say to me, I haven't got a... The microwave's not working in the mascot. Or, you know, the kettle's not working. We haven't got hot and cold running water. If you're not health and safety, you'd have none of that way. You wouldn't have. You wouldn't have kettles and hot and cold running water. No places to go to the bog instead of going around the back of a tree. The things have changed that much, and they don't see that. But good management, good visible management can make them see.